Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Jason Daikin. Jason practiced internal medicine for a decade before seizing an opportunity to impact his fellow doctors. He realized he could help doctors and healthcare practitioners through wealth planning rather than as a practitioner. In 2001, he retired from full-time practice of medicine and started Daikin Wealth Strategies and focused his full-time efforts on improving the financial positions of his doctor clients and their families. He is also the author of the amazing book, Get It Right, The Five Most Important Financial Planning Concepts Doctors Get Wrong. Jason, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Vicki, thank you for having me.
Jason, if you could start by telling us a little bit about how you came to your purpose and passion in medicine, and then how that shifted to financial planning for other doctors.
Certainly. Well, Vicki, I've always been around healthcare. My family's in healthcare. My wife is in healthcare. My siblings are in healthcare. And always being in healthcare, I've always been interested in delivering healthcare. And actually, that led me to medical school and residency and really establishing my private practice in internal medicine. And always been focused on patient care. And as a practitioner over 10 years, I enjoyed that interaction and long-term relationship with patients. And as a physician, you're trained to really take a complete look at patients and really understand their unique concerns and their problems. And when they come in, you do a history, a physical, come up with a diagnosis, and then develop a treatment plan. And then you monitor that treatment plan over time. And did that for about 10 years, as I said. And during that time, I had always had an interest in finances and the business side of medicine, and went and got some advanced training on my MBA, and started really doing personal financial planning for my wife and myself. And through that exercise and that challenge, I found that the financial services industry didn't have the same approach that I took as a medical professional. Oftentimes, what I was finding, the financial services industry were providing products to doctor clients, but not really looking at the big picture. And I knew as a practitioner that that approach works in medicine and works in dentistry, and I thought it would work in financial services as well, you know, developing a long-range financial plan and then figuring out how you get there and monitoring it over time. And so that was kind of the impetus. I started doing our own personal planning, and then I started doing some planning with some fellow colleagues in medicine, and it evolved to the point where I was practicing medicine and doing financial services, and I got really busy with both and decided that I need to make a full-time commitment to really helping with the wealth care needs of my doctor clients rather than patient care.
That is amazing. It's such an interesting specialization. So being a doctor, I would imagine you have a special sensitivity in order to get other doctors and medical professionals in touch with their goals and their dreams. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I think most importantly, it's the same skill that I used as a medical doctor, and that's just listening. You know, not coming up with any preconceived notions or approaches, but knowing that understanding what a doctor's needs are and what their family's needs are, and really diving into that, because oftentimes they don't understand what their own goals are. So really, you know, just having a conversation and developing rapport and trust so that I understand where each doctor and their family is coming from and what they're trying to achieve. Because once you understand that, then there's a lot of tools that you can use. And I think in financial services, people are leading with the tools and trying to sell products rather than listening to their clients and really solving problems. I mean, I think that's the big key, and I think that was a skill set that I developed as an internist and have carried over into financial planning.
Oh, that is so marvelous. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to write the book.
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never had a desire to particularly write a book. It's something that is challenging for me to do, to sit down and actually put pen to paper. But I realized over really the last 15 years of working with doctors, there are recurring questions that always came up. And over 15 years kind of came up about a year ago with really all those questions kind of dovetailed into five main concepts that I didn't feel doctors really understood or at least applied planning to those five concepts. And as I delivered that kind of message to a recent meeting that I spoke at, it seemed to resonate with the doctors, you know, boiling it down to five main areas, and these are the things that you need to think about when you do your planning. And because it was well received, I decided, well, I need to put that on paper. And so I went through the process with assistance to try to put my thoughts down onto paper, and finally were lucky enough to get published here recently.
Well, that's just phenomenal, really phenomenal. So what were some of the real specific challenges you found with writing, since, you know, this was rather new to you, and we probably have a lot of people in the audience that are going through some of the same things?
Well, I think the challenge is just carving out the time to really focus on writing and focus on, you know, developing an outline and breaking it down into steps. You know, any large task can be somewhat overwhelming, including financial planning. So, you know, what's important is to break it down into smaller pieces so that you can slowly over time make progress toward achieving the big goal. And I think that's the biggest thing, is really breaking down a large project into little small component pieces that you're able to take care of and address and complete.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think, you know, I find when I write my books that when I do the table of contents first, and it sounds like you had five major points that you were working with, that seems to give me a skeletal outline that makes filling in the chapters so much easier than just starting from anywhere in the book and just writing. I find for me that gives me some structure. Did you find that for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And also having individuals that have some expertise in the publishing arena and the, you know, having a good editor and others to kind of help organize your thoughts. And sometimes just talking through your ideas is easier than actually putting pen to paper, and can give you at least some ideas or at least some structure to create the outline to then fill in the details and complete the book over time.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. So what are a couple of the areas that you think are really important for financial professionals or for medical professionals, but also others out there in looking at their financial future?
Well, I think, you know, planning for doctors isn't particularly different than anyone else. There are some nuances. Doctors get a later start than most in savings. Doctors typically have six figures of debt by the time they start earning an income. Doctors have some expectations in regards to, you know, what type of lifestyle they should live and portray themselves, because the public doesn't know how to judge a good doctor or a bad doctor, but they look at their material success and kind of judge them accordingly. And that can impact, you know, their lifestyle expenses. But other than that, some of the concepts I think are really the same concepts that should apply to everyone. And that's, you know, living within your means. And if you live within your means, you traditionally make more than you spend, then you can have excess earnings that you can put away and save for your financial future. So I think it's really taking a big picture approach and monitoring income versus expenses, managing debt, managing monthly expenses, and applying, you know, objective facts to your approach to how you invest and what tools you use to reach your goals.
It seems like our landscape on the financial end of things, as well as so many other arenas, are constantly shifting and changing, especially these days. How do you prepare your clients for the idea of shift and change, or are there some basic rules that apply no matter what the conditions are?
I would say the first thing is knowing where you are, because, you know, one thing that is constant is change, and that includes where you are in your financial life cycle. you know, early on in a doctor's career, you know, you're just trying to survive. You're just trying to get through training program, and you're trying to figure out how to handle your debt. And there's a point in time where you do finally make more than you spend. And when you have that and you reach that point where you have surplus or discretionary income that's available to save, you know, that's really the first point in time where you can actually do financial planning. You know, if you're not making more than you're spending, you really don't need financial planning. You really need to look at how you increase your top line revenue, and that would be things like practice management, or, you know, what are your sources of income, and trying to enhance those and grow your practice. The second thing that you can control is your expenditures, social rehabilitation. So you may need to, you know, budget a little more strictly and really monitor your outflow. And once you get control of that, your income exceeding your expenses, that's where you start saving money. And that's kind of accumulation planning. And I think the financial services industry has done a good job of discussing options that you have during the accumulation phase of planning. That's where you're saving assets over time, and those assets hopefully grow to a point in time you reach another point, and that's a point where you have enough assets accumulated that those assets generate income for you. And once those assets generate enough income for you, then you don't have to work for income anymore. And that's really where you get financial freedom and financial independence. A lot of time that's where people consider retirement. Doesn't mean you have to retire, but you have the financial freedom or independence to do so because you don't have to work for income. You have income being generated from your assets. And I think that's true really across the board as a concept that's true for anyone. And once you get there, then you start a different phase of planning, and that's called distribution planning. That's where you actually convert those assets and the growth of those assets into income to really fund your lifestyle, to buy groceries, to buy bread, go visit the grandkids, you know, go travel, whatever it is that you want to do. And so distribution planning is a lot different because you have to worry about taxes. You have to worry about, you know, not losing your assets that you have worked so hard to save over time. You have to protect yourself against, you know, health care issues or long-term care issues. So the understanding where you are in kind of life cycle, whether you're accumulation planning or distribution planning, is really important because there are different phases of planning and different things that you need to focus on. And I think the book, I hope, kind of summarizes a template to kind of look at that and make sure that you take a look at all of your aspects of planning, not just investment management, not just insurance services, but all aspects of planning.
Jason, what do you hope readers to take away by reading your book?
Well, I would say I hope that they, you know, get an education, you know, get an understanding of how do you look at planning in a comprehensive way. You know, if you listen to the media, you hear a lot of noise around comprehensive planning. What does that mean? Oh, we're a comprehensive planner. And you have a lot of different entities making that claim, whether it's a bank, whether it's a wirehouse, a broker, an accountant's office, an insurance agent. You know, there's a lot of people making that claim, but what does it really mean? So I hope in the book that I kind of explain what that means to me and, you know, as a physician, how I've experienced going through and kind of delivering comprehensive planning. So I hope that that's one takeaway that everyone gets.
That's fabulous and just a marvelous contribution. And I'm looking at this and thinking, you know, this can change the life of doctors and others across the world, because that's what a book can do. It can reach people everywhere. If you were to look at the book and the work that you're doing specifically with physicians and with others, how would you like this to have an impact on the world, almost if you were looking at it like a legacy?
Yeah, that's great, because I think one of the things that I think about in planning is, you know, it's great to be financially free and financially independent, and knowing that you and your family are secure financially, I think goes a long way to help doctors and doctors' families. And, you know, being secure financially and knowing that everything's taken care of as a dentist or a physician, it allows you really to go back to why you went into healthcare to start with. And I believe truly in my heart that most doctors go into healthcare really with the basis of wanting to help people. And unfortunately, the noise of practicing medicine or dentistry with all the business and the third-party reimbursers and the regulatory environment and the risk of malpractice and all those overhangs that make healthcare delivery really complicated really sap doctors of the joy of why they went into their healthcare practices to start with. And I hope by taking the economics out of the equation, by providing security to the doctor and their family, that they can kind of return to the real reason they went into healthcare to start with, and that's really to help people. And what I found is when we secure a doctor's financial future, you know, they're freed of a lot of the burdens economically, and they can go back to doing what they love doing. In fact, many doctors that I work with, when they get to financial freedom and they know that they're free and they have a decision whether they should walk away from their practice or not, they typically choose not to, because now they're actually able to do what they've always enjoyed and loved doing, and they get to go back and regain their passion for healthcare. And I think that makes them better doctors. I think that makes patients receive better care. When I left medicine, I had about 2,500 patients, and I realized that I could only impact 2,500 patients. That's as many people as I could ever influence as a doctor, because I just couldn't take any more new patients. But I feel like if I can help other doctors achieve financial security, I can impact more people, and I can impact more patients' lives, and actually help change healthcare for the better and improve our communities, and hopefully improve healthcare and the abilities of doctors to regain their passion for what they do.
Jason, I know that your book can be found on Amazon.com, Get It Right, The 5 Most Important Financial Planning Concepts Doctors Get Wrong. Is there also a website where people can connect with you?
Yes. Go to www.dykenwealthstrategies.com, and we have a lot of different information, more information about me and our practice, as well as, you know, education materials for general financial planning concepts and how we approach things. And hopefully that information will be valuable to the listener and to other healthcare professionals, so that as they develop their financial plan for the future. And, you know, as I said, it's not just doctors that we help. Our focus is on doctors, but the information can be, you know, very helpful to anybody interested in taking care of their financial lives.
Oh, Dr. Jason Dyken, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for the contribution you're making to the world.
Vicki, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I really am thankful for the opportunity to get this message out.
And for those of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.